Sean, stop yelling at me! Sean Ass. Hey, yo, it's A&AMMA, and we are back.
Hi.
What episode is this?
65, yeah.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Yep.
We're coming off of the biggest fight card in UFC history. Well, the biggest fight in UFC history. I won't call it the biggest card.
Biggest fight, definitely.
Yeah. It was good card, though. I enjoyed it. We had fun.
We're going to run it, from the top, because I got stuff to do today, so we're going to be quick about it. But I do want to, ask Slim how his weekend went.
My weekend was good.
Good? Yeah. Anything cool happen?
Anything cool? What did I do this weekend?
Well, we watched the fight.
Yeah.
I don't know what you did Sunday.
I worked. Yeah, ooh, I worked. Sucks. I worked 2 to 2 doing inventory. Oh, bro, these motherfuckers. It's this other company that comes in your store and they have all these little scanners.
Yeah, yeah.
And like,
yeah,
if nothing scans, so they go, SKU check! And that's all I heard for fucking like 7 hours. And then for the rest of the time, I was just reticketing everything because everything had to have a scannable ticket. And it took me forever. I worked 12 hours doing that while the store was closed till 2 in the morning. Some people stayed there till 3:30. And I was just like,
that's outrageous.
Oh, bro, it was awful. And turns out we only lost 6.8% of our store's inventory from last year.
Is that good?
No.
Oh.
But I thought it would be higher, considering the amount of grab and runs we have. So if you steal in Canton, fuck yourself.
Ha! I didn't get arrested this weekend, which is good.
Yeah, what was up with that? Because you were, like, talking shit to police?
Oh, man. It was wild. I took my little sister to her first Browns game. Here we go, Brownies! You know what I'm saying?
Did she tell you I called you a tool?
Yeah, she showed me that. That's how I get down, bro.
This motherfucker, Monty, okay, the Browns scored. I don't even know if it was a touchdown or if it was just like
was
a first down. And this dude just gets up from his seat, starts cheering, and then just proceeds to reach out his hands to everyone around him. And this one dude wasn't looking. He taps him on the shoulder just to shake his hand.
Yeah, like, you're going to dap me up. Bro, that's what I do. My seats, I got seats 1 and 2. So I run into the fucking aisle. Usually I run up and down the entire thing like...
Are you the mascot?
Pretty much.
Oh my god.
So
that's amazing.
Yeah, that was fun or whatever. Took Allie to her first game. We're walking back and bro, I hate walking in like fucking congested areas of people.
Right.
So I kind of went, a different way.
Okay.
And I'm walking and this lady yells at me, a cop or whatever. And she's like, "Hey, get back in the barrier." So I abided by her fucking demand.
Yeah.
But I threw my hand at her, like kind of waved her off. But it was just like at my hip, I was just kind of like, whatever. And then some dude literally on his high horse, a fucking horse cop, is like, hey. And he starts like riding over to me on his fucking horse cop shit. And then he's
like, you're going to say horse cock.
And then he's like, he's like, what'd you just say? I was like, nothing, bro. I'm just coming over here, blah, blah, blah. And he was like, don't make me fucking arrest you. And I said, for what? And he was like, for being an idiot. So at that point, I was like, that's not even a charge, dumbass. Suck my dick, pussy. And just started talking wild, spicy shit. Calling him a bitch. Telling him I'll smack him if he gets off his horse. Blah, blah, blah. So I guess like while I'm sitting here talking, you know how I get. I fucking zone out.
A little bit of hothead. Like,
go in on somebody.
You fall into that realm of your own mind where you turn the wheel off.
So
autopilot Monty.
Exactly. So I guess these people next to me were like, you can't talk to a cop like that. And Allie looked over at him and was like, he's literally talking to a cop like that right now. Like, so and then like I get off this cop or whatever. He like just doesn't even say anything to me after I start wiling on him. And then like I'm sitting there and Allie's like, yeah, these people over here just said something. So after that, my ass is like, anybody here can get it. I'll smack anybody. Blah, 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 blah. I'll talk to whoever, however I want. Blah, 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 blah. Just threatening everybody. And, nothing came of it. So, drunk Monty succeeds. Browns weekend, number 5. Let's go. Still no record. Still no police records
no
on
criminal
report.
Charges. Doing better than Chad.
Right. Exactly.
Oh, shit. What'd I do Friday? I think I did anything Friday.
Do you want to tell the Justin story or should I?
I really don't.
So we all know how Slim gets, right? He gets drunk. It's Slim shit. You know what I'm saying? So Slim comes to watch the fights or whatever. He's just typical drunk Slim.
I was taking it easy. And then Justin has had this bright idea. Hey, let's go shotgun some MXDs, which are these fucking 12% little fruity drinks with a parrot on them.
That just reminded me of some funny shit. You threw up right after, right? You ran in the bathroom?
No, in your sink.
Oh, you didn't throw up in the bathroom?
No.
Oh, okay.
So we go to Circle K, whatever. I get more beer, actually, and then he gets the MXDs. I think that's what they're called. We go back, poke the hole in.
Talking about MD 2020?
No, I think it's called MXD. Okay. It's just this little fruity drink. You would never see it. I don't know how he found it. But so he pokes the hole in it, and we're getting ready to hit the tap. And I can't fucking grab mine. And I'm like, fuck, 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 spilling over my hand. Finally get it, and I'm drinking it. And I'm like, okay, I got halfway down. I'm like, okay, this isn't so bad. And I was like, oh, that don't feel good. And I tipped it back. And I was like, yo, let out a big burp. Justin already finished his.
Yeah.
And he's recording this whole thing, by the way. And so then I, you know, go back for a little more. And I just stopped. And it was all in my mouth. And I just spit it out. And then, like, literally, it stopped recording. Thank God. Because then, within 5 seconds, I was just sitting there like, And luckily, I only puked up that little bit of that because I could tell it was, like, fruit punch coming up. It was just, like, a quick, like,
oh, no.
In your sink.
Yeah.
But then I was fine. I was completely fine. I actually drank
the rest
of it.
Did you wash it out?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
I actually drank the rest of it in a cup later on. Ew. I poured it out of the hole that I was drinking into the cup.
Yucky.
It was it was interesting. And that's where things got weird.
Okay, so Slim and Justin, you know, the night is over. I'm sending everybody on their way. Mm-hmm. Maybe shouldn't have sent some people on their way, but Justin and Slim, for whatever reason, Justin parked at my apartment in the back. People know you don't park in the back at my apartment.
Right.
So Justin made that choice and he got blocked in because the people who actually live there blocked his ass in.
Right.
So he's like, I guess, I don't know. I don't know what happened, but I guess Chad told him he would move his car or Lauren's car, and Justin chose not to. He chose to try shimmying out.
Well, I told him he had room.
So he has Slim back him up. Were you out of the car? Because I didn't. Okay, so you were out of the car.
He had total room. He had complete room. And all he had to do was go straight. He got it turned right. He had a backup camera in his car. And all he had to do was go straight. And then for some, you know, I'm like, oh, dude, you're scot-free. Hop back in the car and he turns it and just.
So the story I heard was that you're backing him up. And it was like the SpongeBob shit where you're like, you're good. You're good. You're good. And Justin's literally just like under my neighbor's fucking truck, like the bed of his truck. And you're just sitting there like, yeah, you're good. And he's like, bro, I think I hit something. And you're like, no, you didn't hit anything. And you're just like, come on, bro, you're good. And then that's when Chad like walked out there and like took reins of the car.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I mean, to be fair, we were both probably not fit to be doing any of that.
Yeah.
Justin, I'm sorry if you're mad at me. I love you.
Oh, he's mad at you. He's big mad.
I know. He dropped me off because I only live two blocks away.
And my neighbor's who truck got hit. I guess you know now, buddy.
When he dropped me off, I don't remember what I was saying at this point because I was fucked up, but he was just like, I can't even talk to you right now. Get out of my car. And I was like, oh.
Damn.
I was like, I wasn't even driving the car. But my bad if it was all my fault, which it usually is when I get drunk.
So that was Slim and I's weekend, crashing cars and not getting arrested.
No, thankfully.
Let's get it.
Yeah, okay. So my computer is like not I don't know.
You didn't bring your charger?
It's plugged in right now.
Oh, that's not good at all.
No. To be fair, it's not the right charger for it.
Well,
it's like the computer from like two seasons below. Is it season? I don't know.
Is that how computers come out in
the
seasons?
Models, yeah. Oh, I got some today. Did you see my Snapchat? So I sent it to you. So
I did see your Snapchat.
We do catalog orders, right? Like
Those watches.
Dude. So I got to hold a 69 wait, I gotta see how much it was. One of them was $6,999. It's this gorgeous diamond crusted JBW watch. And I was like, damn, dude, how did someone buy this? And there were two of them. Two different people. And I opened up the second one, $7,999. This one was gold. I'm like, yo, why?
That's broke boy shit.
Why? Who? Why? You're shopping at JCPenney.
Like, you might as well go get a watch for like 200 grand. Good for you, Slim.
Yes, I'm in there. Life is good right now, dude. That's all I gotta say. Life is real good. Anyway.
Just looking at booty pigs.
Oh, my God.
He had to move his glasses up so he could get, like, the close-up, authentic view of the booty pig.
There was a little glare on the screen.
Oh, shit.
I didn't read the caption. I'm just putting hard eyes. Okay, so anyway. Where were we?
I don't know, man. But, yo,
Seasons.
Sure.
Computers and Seasons and the watches. Yeah, the watches. Big baller shit. I hope I'm there when they pick.
That's little baller shit, though.
$7,000 watch?
From JCPenney's, bro?
It's a name brand. I don't know the brand, but man, real
if
diamonds.
If I'm really balling, let me go somewhere and get a fucking actual watch. Anyways, make sure you go listen to me, Monty, on Before We Head Out. I finally made it over to the homies, Mitch, and the doc, and we got to record. Shit just got fucking so just out of hand.
Yeah, what happened there? I haven't listened yet, but I heard it was a rousing time.
It was unbelievable.
Did you smoke like copious amounts of weed?
Oh, dude. We were smoking tree branches, just massive blunts. Oh. I mean, stupid blunts. And then we just started talking about cats and fucking pretty much everything except MMA, which was cool.
That's fine. You change it up.
It was a nice little change up.
Maybe I'll, you know, punk Sean tonight, and we'll do the main show tonight.
Yeah, but you need to get on there. They said they had such a good time. Mitch said he's already listened to that podcast twice.
Awesome.
So make sure you go listen to episode 11. Everything is perfect.
On you talked about cats that much, huh?
Featuring Monty. Oh, dude, it was all cats. We were talking about toxoplasmosis and shit.
What is that?
So when cats pee, they have like poison in their piss, and it literally makes you slowly lose your shit and like. In men, makes you...
Oh, they had a South Park episode about that.
Yeah, and in men, it makes more prone to, like, make a bad decision, like, kind of do some risky shit. Yeah, that's why cat ladies are crazy, bro.
What?
A.K.A. Sean. Our valiant leader.
You're right. Oh, my God.
All right, awesome. So Slim is just Googling his little fucking dick over here at these booty pics, so we are going to...
Googling my dick?
Googly-eyeing.
Oh, yeah,
like, one Google eye.
I'm looking with that eye, yeah.
You know those, like, crazy eyes you put on shit? You got one of them on the tip of your dick? Like.
All right, let's take it from the bottom. First fight of the night on Fight Pass, we had Ryan LaFleur going up against Tony Martin.
Yeah, so Slim and I had both picked Ryan LaFleur in this one, and we were incorrect because Tony Martin threw a nice combo, head kick, followed it with some punches, ended up getting the knockout on Ryan LaFleur. I didn't see that one coming.
No.
I thought Ryan LaFleur's striking would definitely beat Tony Martin. But
dude, that kick was nasty.
Tony Martin's got it going on right now. He defeated Ryan LaFleur via knockout, and that was 1 minute into the third round.
Going on to the next fight. Battle of some vets. We had Gray Maynard going up against Nick Lentz. This fight, we saw Gray Maynard moving back up to lightweight after, oh shit, I think it was like 2015 was the last time he was a lightweight, if I'm not mistaken. Nick Lentz, longtime lightweight. He looked really solid in this fight right off the rip. He got Gray in all sorts of trouble off the bat. And Gray had his moment in the second round where it looked like he might be able to turn it around, but Nick just came back. And
Nick Lentz definitely with a really, really good performance. He's been doing very good lately. Gray Maynard, we've seen him kind of struggling. So
39, what's next for him?
Not too much, I don't think. Maybe one more retirement fight.
That's fair.
And Nick Lentz defeated Gray Maynard via head kick and punches 1 minute and 19 seconds into the second round. And let's go on to your early preliminary card headliner.
We had Lena Landsberg going up against Yana Kunitskaya. Kunitskaya coming back from her loss to Cyborg at her natural weight of 135 pounds. And Lena Landsberg, I believe she was coming off a win herself.
She had a win against Gina Mazzani.
Yeah. So I had Yana winning this fight, and she pretty much dominated every round, 30-27. Yeah. That was all Yana Kunitskaya.
Yep, Yana Kunitskaya kept her distance as she does, showed off that good striking, and defeated the elbow queen, Lena Landsberg. 30-27s across the board for a unanimous decision victory.
Yana looked good at her natural weight.
Pay your $10, ass nuggets.
Yeah. In the next fight, Hot Sauce, Scott Holtzman going up against Alan Patrick.
Yep. Scott Holtzman, dude. I mean, it was a pretty tight fight. Scott Holtzman was getting the better of Alan Patrick throughout the fight. But, you know, I mean, Patrick was keeping it fairly close to the point where, you know, you never want to leave it in the hands of the judges. And that's exactly what Scott Holtzman did. He knocked out Alan Patrick with some elbows. Absolutely vicious.
Nasty. Disgusting. Yuck.
He got that 3 minutes and 42 seconds into the third round. Like I said, Scott, Hot Sauce Holtzman, not letting this go down to the judges.
No, and he looked great doing it, too. He is now on a 3-fight win streak.
Scott Holtzman versus Nick Lentz?
Sure. Why not? Fuck it.
They just fought, so yeah. Fuck it.
Why not?
Moving on to the women's bantamweight division.
Aspen Ladd going up against former women's featherweight Tanya Evinger. Tanya coming off her loss against Cyborg, and Aspen Ladd, who's a very promising prospect,
yes,
has missed weight in every one of her fights except this one.
Yep.
Well, in the UFC at
least.
Are
you sure?
Yeah, her first three fights she missed weight.
Damn, she...
Are you reading that right now?
I'm just seeing that she didn't miss weight for Sajara Eubanks. Oh, that was Invicta, sorry. She didn't miss weight for Lena Landsberg.
She didn't? Okay. Still, a little bit of a weight issue. She was able to correct that in this fight. And, dude, she is a problem.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. She made Tanya Evinger, former Invicta champ, look bad.
Yeah.
Like, just mauled her, completely took her down, and had her way with her. Her ground and pound is nasty.
It's good. It's very
nasty.
Good.
It's accurate, and it's just brutal.
She's a problem there in that women's bantamweight division, and... Was she ranked before?
Mm-mm.
If not, she is ranked now.
7-0 at only 23 years old. She's our age.
Yep. Aspen Ladd.
Beating up former champs.
Yeah. Defeated Tanya Evinger. 3 minutes and 26 seconds into the very first round with some punches.
That's awesome. In the next fight, going up to the welterweight division, we had Vicente Luque going up against Jalen the Tarantula Turner. Turner, we saw on Dana White's Contender Series this last season, mm-hmm. and he looked really good on the show. Mm-hmm. This was a huge step up in competition for him.
Oh, dude.
Vicente Luque has fought a lot in the UFC. He was on a 2-fight win streak. Actually, he's only lost twice in the UFC. He's got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
And he's known for getting some nasty knockouts.
Yeah, he was 6-2 before this fight. And man, just Turner, he wasn't ready for this kind of step up.
Absolutely
was this a
not.
Replacement fight? It almost seemed like
not,
it was.
I do not see
the
that.
Fact that they gave him that high of an opponent. Wow.
I mean, that just shows what they thought of Jalen Turner. I think maybe the spotlight just maybe got to him that night.
Yeah, a little bit.
And it was a counter elbow, or I'm sorry, it was a counter punch, right?
Yeah. Honestly, I think Vicente is just that good at boxing.
Yeah, he's known to get the knockout, man.
Yeah, even though Turner had the reach, Vicente got in close every single time he threw a punch and made it count.
So Vicente Luque defeated Jalen Turner 3 minutes and 52 seconds into the very first round with a knockout.
In the next fight, we had a potential title eliminator fight, you know
definitely.
What I'm saying? Sergio Pettis, the first Pettis boy of the night, going up against Jussier Formiga.
Ant.
Is this his nickname?
Yeah, that's what Jussier means.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Or maybe it's Formiga. What's his... One of them's not his real name.
I don't know, to be honest.
Let me find it. Hold on. His real name is Jussier da Silva Vieira, better known as Jussier Formiga. Yeah, Formiga means ant. So his name is Jussier Ant.
Jussier Ant. Sounds like a old jeans company from the 2003.
Juicy Ant. Boom, boom, boom. It's just little bedazzled butt cheeks dancing around.
What was
shit.
That one? It was like Bobby or something like that. It had the
Bob?
Little monkey blowing a bubble. You know what I'm talking about?
No.
They sold him in Fashion Bug and shit.
No.
I don't know why.
Fashion Bug.
I don't know why I remember this. Whatever happened at that store.
Yeah.
I remember how my mom would drag me in there and never let me get the candy at the register.
Fucked up, mom.
I know, right? in this fight, Formiga, his grappling just proved to be better. I mean, it was a clear-cut decision. Pettis had no answer for Jussier's grappling in this fight.
Right.
And that was pretty much the story of it.
So the last time So, I mean, Ray Borg, his last loss is to Ray Borg.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm pretty sure that was a title eliminator.
Who's also a really good grappler.
He's beaten in his last three fights. Listen to these names. Olga Sasaki.
Right.
Ben Wen with mm-hmm. a performance of the night.
Mm-hmm.
And now Sergio Pettis.
Wild.
Throw him towards Henry Cejudo.
Yeah. First title defense. Let's do it.
Nah, DJ gets his rematch.
Immediate rematch.
And then...
That's fair.
For me.
Well, DJ's going to be out for how long? If Cejudo's uninjured.
Yeah, I mean...
DJ, what, he tears ACL or something like that?
Ooh, I don't know if it was that. Yeah, it might have been that.
It was something wild. He had a lot of injuries coming out of right. the fight. So, hey, if Cejudo's ready, let's do it. Right. End of December card.
I agree with that.
Why not?
So, Juicy A Formiga with a ultra impressive performance against Sergio Pettis to possibly get a title nod. He had a unanimous decision, 30-26, 29-28, 29-28. Who had it 30-26? Bruh!
Derek Cleary.
Come on!
Derek Cleary.
Derek Cleary, get your head out of your ass, buddy.
Literally.
That was the preliminary card on Fox Sports 1. Good news, Slim.
Yeah?
Your boy got Sling TV, so I got to pick all the channels I want. I got FS1 and FS2.
What is Sling?
It's like a la carte TV, bro. You literally just pay for the channels you want.
What?
Yeah.
Don't your parents have cable? Can you smooch off them like I do?
No.
Oh.
I live in a different house than them.
So do I.
You don't live with your parents anymore?
Well, I live with them. I mean, I can bring Fox Sports 1 anywhere. We can watch it here if we wanted.
Oh, it's because, like, my parents don't know their, like, fucking account information and shit. Like,
mine didn't know mine either. I actually made an account online. All you needed is the number on top of the bill. And then you just make a name and a password. And they're not going to use that shit ever. So I use that shit all the time. Every time I go over to someone's house, I'm like, hey, I there's something I really need to watch here.
Yeah.
Boom, cable provider.
Well, I got Roku now, so...
You can use that too.
Well, yeah, I got Sling TV through Roku.
Oh, okay.
So, like, I got my Roku.
How much is it?
App. It's so you can pay like $25 a month for, like, they got two different packages, but I wanted shit on both of the packages, right. So I got the double package that has all the shit for $40 a month.
Okay.
And Chad's paying for half of it. So
$20 Yeah, why not?
Right.
It's cool. How much is Roku? Is Roku just the cube? And then
Ali somehow just got a, like, brand new beautiful Roku, and just she was like, I don't want it. I was like, okay.
Somehow.
Yeah.
So. We sell those at my work. This shit's crazy.
Nice, bro.
Can you jailbreak those like you can the Fire Sticks?
Yeah, the stick ones. The one I have is like a, I don't know, it's like its own little device. It's like a little like device that just sits there, and it's got a bunch of shit plugged into it. But
I was going to say, I could
try. They do have the sticks, and they're only like $30. They're on sale right now.
No, I was saying I could try and work my magic, see if I can
jailbreak
that shit. Yeah.
You should jailbreak your jewel. Can I hit that? Bro, I lost. I lost my one pod, which I wasn't going to smoke. It
starts lighting up like every time. Have you ever seen the party jewel when they go into party mode? Sometimes if you drop them enough times, the light starts fucking up and it shines every color like really quick. And it looks
like they call it party mode.
Yeah. You got to like smack it to fix it. Justin had that happen. Dude, listen to this
jewel
shit.
Jewel props.
Speaking of jewel props. So Justin comes to my show at the Outpost, right? And, you know, he had a jewel too. And this was fucked like 6 months ago. So he brought his jewel, right? And I remember I was smacking it in the Outpost, and he was like, bro, I think I lost my jewel. I might have left it in my Uber because he Ubered there. Sure enough, he did. So, you know, he's sick all night. Like, he's pissed, you know, whatever. He's hitting mine. It's fine. He goes home, right? Feels something on his butt in his Uber. Someone left their jewel.
No.
So he got a jewel for like and lost
Are
a jewel
you serious?
In the same night. But that new one was fucked. It was in the party mode. It was It wasn't hitting as good, and he had to like smack it to like get it to stop.
Damn.
But it's still, I mean, that's like what fucking luck. Like that's insane, dude. That's wild.
That is wild. Well, all right. That was Jewel Stories with Monty and Slim.
Jewel time.
On Bihu, they like did like a they
Bihu?
Were like yeah, that's their like cool little like abbreviation because, yeah, okay, or whatever you call them. Bihu.
I was like, what,
before we head out,
what are you watching on Sling? Yeah, I got it's PBS,
really good
bro.
Soap opera.
I got PBS Kids.
I don't Cowboy Bihu. What I was gonna say, but that was the preliminary card on Fox Sports 1. Let's go to the main card.
The main card, the pay per view for all the marbles. we had in the very first fight of the night a banger, Michelle Waterson going up against Booty Cheeks.
Felice Herrig. This was a good ass fight.
So good. I loved it.
Michelle throwing her kick like it's a jab. Oof. Felice with the boxing and the strength.
Oh my
strength.
God. Strength.
Man, it was a really good fight to watch. It kind of started getting everybody who was with us, like Slim and I said. We had like 20 people with us. This was a fight that kind of started getting them really into it.
Yeah, like people that wouldn't even know who they are, they were like really excited for this
fight. Right, right.
Like, so, well, after it started going, I mean, but still.
That was fun. I wish our friends would watch more cards like that.
Just, I mean, even the Fox Sports ones, man. Let's just have UFC parties all the time. We need to start buying them. Because didn't you make a profit that night?
No, I didn't. I still owe Allie $20 because people didn't fucking...
For the pizza, but...
No, it was for the card.
Really?
Yeah.
But everyone paid.
Except... I'm not going to...
All right. You already know
who
I figured, but anyway.
You know who you are, too. I love you, though.
Anyway. Yeah, so Michelle Waterson using that kick as a jab.
Wild.
So wild. Keeping Felice Herrig at bay. She couldn't get her wrestling off really ever. And when she did, Michelle would counter it.
Yeah.
Felice ended up on top a few times. But like I said, Michelle was able to counter a couple takedowns with some judo throws. And it was beautiful.
Yep. So Michelle has now won her last two fights. She beat Courtney Casey and now Felice Herrig, working her way back up the ladder. Trying to get that title shot, man. Like she said in her post-fight interview, she wants to be the first mom champion.
Yeah. That'd be epic.
We got a lot of dad champions. No mom champions.
True.
Never had a mom champion.
No, that'd be pretty cool.
That's crazy.
Right.
That's wild.
Well, kind of ruins your fighting career.
Yeah.
But Michelle's proving that's not always the case.
Right. So Michelle Waterson defeated Felice Booty Cheeks Herrig via unanimous decision. The judges had it 30-26, 29-28, 30-27. Not 30-26, bro.
Not at all.
Like, come on.
I would say 29-28, but...
Like, I'd give it... I can understand maybe the 30-27, but where was the 26, dog?
Come on, man.
All right, anyway. Let's move on to the heavyweight division.
This fight was just... Man. I picked... all right. So Derek the Black Beast Lewis going up against Drago Alexander Volkov. Fight starts out. Derek Lewis said in his pre-fight thing with the media that he was... You know, he's going to come out swinging.
Yeah.
He's going to go for the quick knockout.
Right.
And if he's tired in the later rounds.
Sorry.
Sorry. My bad. But I went for the knockout. That didn't happen.
At all.
It started off pretty, steady, as a heavyweight fight does. But Volkov was getting the jabs off. He was getting the kicks. And I was like, wow. Where's Derek? Where's Derek? Swinging one shot at a time.
Exactly.
Going for the knockout punch. But you can tell Volkov obviously was just picking him apart, piecing him up. And I thought, okay, he's a clear-cut winner. All three rounds, he did this. In the last 11 seconds of the fight, Derek Lewis threw three big bombs. The third one connected right through the guard of Volkov and just boom.
All Volkov had to do was back up. Just keep avoiding him.
Knocked his mouthpiece out of his mouth. He fell down to the ground, and Lewis literally
just
ground and pound
him, bro.
Knocked him out. Bro, what? Dude. Are you serious? Volkov could have had the belt.
Do you remember last week I said Alexander Volkov struggles versus one type of fighter? It's power punchers who like to get inside.
Yes.
And that's exactly what happened. He had a perfect game plan. He knew exactly what his weakness was,
right,
and he played it perfectly the entire fight. And then the last 15 seconds of the fight, he decided he wanted to abandon his game plan, and he got knocked out. You have to go all the way through with your game plan, bro. You can't take any seconds off, or this is exactly what will happen. Derek the Black Beast Lewis with a comeback victory, performance of the night bonus, 50 G's, and a knockout over Alexander Volkov, 4 minutes and 49 seconds into the third round, which leads us into breaking news.
Breaking news, breaking news,
with
breaking
ANA MMA.
Derek Lewis said in his post-fight speech that he is number two in the world. Well, Joe reminded him he's number two in the world. And Derek said, and asked if he wanted the title shot. And Derek said, listen, you saw my cardio in this fight. I really don't think I'm ready for a title shot. I need to go back in that gym and work on my cardio. This was Saturday night. We're now on Tuesday night. In 3 days, Derek Lewis got offered a title shot against Daniel Cormier for the heavyweight belt in Madison Square Garden at UFC 230. He also said his balls were hot, and that's why he took his pants off. Wait, I got another one. Go ahead.
So, apparently, as we just heard, Brock Lesnar and Stipe Miocic are now being skipped in line by Derek Lewis for the title shot. After Derek Lewis just admitted that his cardio is nowhere near where it needs to be for a title shot, we have Curtis Blaydes, who is arguably more ready than Derek Lewis. What are UFC matchmakers thinking?
I really had an orgasm. That's one reason why I took my shorts off.
He's wild.
Derek came in the cage.
So, what do you think about what I just said, Slim?
I didn't hear. I was looking at the video. Go ahead.
Brock Lesnar and Stipe Miocic have just been skipped in line.
Oh, yeah.
We have Curtis Razor Blades, who is arguably more ready for a title shot than Derek.
Wait. I don't want to hate on Derek Lewis. I love him as a person. I love him as a fighter. He's the funniest, definitely the funniest guy in the UFC right now. He's quite the character. I don't want to say he's not ready. But, I mean, judging off that fight, come on, man. Volkov had you all three. Volkov had him for 14 minutes and 50 seconds.
I just don't know what UFC matchmakers are thinking with this.
It's a money fight. They already have a little bit of a history.
Is it, though?
Well, here's the thing. If you didn't know, as fans, the UFC has been looking for a main event for UFC 230. It was supposed to be Poirier-Diaz, or so we thought. And then they went on a rant about, yeah, let's make it the 165-pound title. We're doing the super weight division, blah, 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 blah. UFC was like, no, we're not doing that. Get that out of here. And they were persistent about that. They were persistent that they were going to be doing this. Mm-hmm. UFC said, no, we need a belt in there. Because apparently the new thing is you cannot have a UFC pay-per-view unless you have a title fight. I don't think that's true. I really don't think that's the case. Because I think Poirier and Diaz could have headlined a card. I'm not saying it's going to do a million buys. I don't think Diaz is on that level, but it would have done a lot. It's a really good card. It's a better card than this one that we're reviewing right now, in my opinion.
Wow.
But the UFC said we need a title fight. So they booked Valentina Shevchenko, said fuck Joanna, and then booked Sajara Eubanks, who's 3-2 in her MMA career, against arguably the best flyweight right now for the vacant flyweight title.
Sajara, and in related news to that, Sajara Eubanks just totally went in on Mick Maynard and them. This was just recently, like today.
Okay.
So she lost that headliner. She thought she was going to be the main event of 230.
Right.
That was just reportedly not happening.
Right.
So that kind of, leaves her out of the main event. She went on to tweet Dana White and Mick Maynard. At Dana White, at McMaynard 2. Bunch of fucking cowards. You pull me from this thing and you'll regret it. Shortly after, she tweeted, put me on the undercard. Put me co-main event. I don't care. But put me in for the flyweight title shot. I've earned my shot. This is my time. Quit running this thing like it's a circus.
Well, no one ever said she wasn't fighting for the belt anymore.
And then Maynard, who had said something to her, she actually apologized and said, okay, I don't see what he replied, but she said, okay, well, my bad. I guess you ain't no. Sorry. And then she said, this is my life you playing with, to Dana and Mick Maynard.
Here's the thing. You're really telling me that Sajara Eubanks was going to headline the Madison Square Garden card when the last time they were at Madison Square Garden, they had three belts on the line, one including Conor McGregor? You're telling me that she's going to live up to that hype? No offense to this girl, but come on, man. Valentina and Sajara do not have the hype that Derek and Daniel have. This is a great move for the UFC. I'm a little confused about why it's happening. Mm-hmm. Because like I said in Derek's post-fight speech, he said, I'm not ready for a title shot. I need to work on my cardio. And then a month, not even a month, he's got 2-3 weeks to prepare for one of the greatest fighters of all time. At heavyweight or light heavyweight. And
whoa.
What? What'd you see?
Whoa.
What you got?
Sajara Eubanks is out.
What?
That's why she's so pissed.
What do you mean she's out? They canceled that fight?
Yep. Shevchenko versus Ioana at UFC 231 in Toronto.
Oh, they went that back with that. Okay. All right. Okay.
So that's why she's so mad.
All right. I mean.
And then she tweeted him and said, this is my life you're playing with. And then she went on to tweet Bullet Valentina, me and you, motherfucker, we gonna fight. At Ioana MMA, stay yo ass on vacation. You not ready for the big dogs. I want my fucking belt, yo.
Not ready. She's like 16-2. You're 3-2. What? Come on, Sajara. I get it. They're fucking with your paycheck. I get it. But come on, man. Go fight Jessica Eye or something. That'd be a good fight.
So, yeah, that's...
Wow. I didn't know they pulled it. I thought they were going to have two belts.
Yeah. Pulled it. Straight up.
Damn.
Right.
That's interesting. That's very, really interesting.
Very. We'll look into that and get back to you guys next week on that.
Also, no one caught this. I caught this, and I thought that media outlets would have seen this. I thought that fucking Arahwani would have talked about it. I thought, you know, all these...
That Breaking Slim shit.
I thought all these fighters would have talked about it, okay? Or all these MMA reporters. Mm-hmm. And I guess I get to talk about it. So Dana White went on, was it Conan or was it Jimmy Kimmel? He went on Jimmy Kimmel, right? And people were commenting on his post because he reposted like that he was going to be on Jimmy Kimmel.
Mm-hmm.
And people started, you know, tweeting or at him like, oh, blah, 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 blah. Well, someone said, hey, Diaz and Poirier should at least be 5 rounds. I need to see that be 5 rounds. Come on. Let's get something going here. This is what Dana White said to him. Deal. Then later on in the comments, he says, someone else was quoting and saying the same thing. Needs to be a 5-round fight. I need to see this fight for 5 rounds. Dana said, I said deal in all caps. I will try to make it happen. Ooh, no one has talked about this though. No one has said this. So what? So now it's not the headlining fight. What are they going to do when they've never done this before? If a co-main event that's not for a belt is 5 rounds, that is a brand new like what?
I don't think he'll do that.
You think they'll do it for an interim belt?
Nah.
But why would he say it then?
I don't know. I don't. I think that's just Dana blowing smoke.
It's just interesting. It's so interesting. Very interesting. I don't know. Like I said, I was just very shocked that no one has talked about this, that he said, I'll try to make it happen. For a 5-round fight, for a non-title fight, for a non-main event fight, it's never been done before. Would you like to see it?
Yeah, I'd fuck with it.
I'd love to see it. But, just saying. So, that's really interesting that UFC 230 now has a heavyweight. So what's Cormier do if he breaks his hand again, all right? His hand is supposedly healed now, he's training again, whatever. What's he going to do if he breaks his hand again and he can't fight Brock by March? Here's the thing. I think Cormier is putting so much on the line for this. Because what if Derek knocks him out randomly? What if he just gets him? Catches him coming in, gets him, knocks him out.
Then Stipe gets the title shot.
Yes, he gets the shot against Derek. But I'm saying, what about Brock?
Brock Lesnar is not going to fight in the UFC.
I do not believe that at all.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't believe that.
That's my personal...
They already hyped that up. They did that for nothing? Just to sell the end of the pay-per-view?
Yeah.
The after pay-per-view?
Yeah.
I don't believe that.
I just don't think... And then DC saying that he's only going to fight, you know, one more time or whatever. I mean, it's just... I don't see where Brock fits into this equation whatsoever. It's just not a smart thing to do.
For money, now is not the right for time. The money fight. It is. You're telling me Cormier is going to make more money.
Brock Lesnar will fight Jon Jones, if anything.
Oh, I didn't think about that.
That's what if he does come back. I don't think it'll be versus DC. It'll be versus Jon Jones.
Yo, what if
at the beginning of next year?
What if they're paying Cormier more to take this fight, to sell this fight card, to give Jon Jones Brock Lesnar later on down the line in January?
Could be a possibility.
Bruh. But Cormier wants Brock Lesnar so bad.
He might get him.
By March, though?
Maybe.
Brock isn't fighting in March.
We just saw how quick he made a turnaround.
Yeah, but Brock isn't fighting in January, March. Daniel can do that.
You don't think Brock's going to be back by early next year. So when's Brock ever going to come back, bro? Dude's too old to fucking be chilling.
I mean, I think Daniel can be ready. I don't think... I don't know.
Because Brock doesn't fit in this equation. Get him out of here.
But, dude, it has to happen. I just want to know, can Daniel take down big-ass Brock Lesnar? First of all, Derek Lewis is way big.
Mm-hmm.
He cuts weight to make 265.
Right.
I hope he can stay on weight en route to this fight, so he's not like cutting too much weight and be getting tired like he did in this Volkov fight. But he's huge compared to Cormier. Stipe was big. Stipe was tall. But Lewis is solid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it'll be interesting, but we've never seen Daniel lose a heavyweight, so.
No, and he's fought big guys, too. He's fought Roy Nelson. He fought Frank Mir. He fought fucking Josh Barnett in his almost prime. Right. Oh, man, this is crazy. I love that we get to break this today. Thank God we did this podcast today.
Yeah.
Literally.
We needed to break. We had some good news today.
Yes.
So
excellent.
I'm glad we got
that. Wow. Who would have thought that my work schedule would have put me in the right position? That's excellent.
That never happens.
Literally.
So anyway. That was our little ANA MMA update on the heavyweight division.
Our discussion.
We'll update you guys next week on that.
Yes. So, like we said, Derek Lewis knocks out Alexander Volkov with 11 seconds, or was it 10?
4 minutes and 49 seconds into the third round.
Nice.
Moving on to the light heavyweight division, Slim's two light heavyweight boys.
Oh, man, this is a hard one to watch. OSP Jovin St. Preux going up against Dominic the Dominator Reyes.
The Devastator.
Yes, it is the Devastator. I'm thinking of Dominic Cruz. Dude, this fight was a slugfest. This was awesome. But damn, Dominic Reyes is good.
Dude.
Oh, my God.
So good.
Oh, my God. We all were wondering. This is Dominic Reyes' biggest test this far. This is his biggest name, especially. He's on the fucking main card.
Only ever been out of the first round once. Only ever had to go to decision once.
Right. And he's on the main card of the pay-per-view, one of the biggest fights in UFC history. Yeah. And he's fighting a guy who fought John Jones before.
Yeah. And did good against John Jones.
Right. And boy, did he live up to the test. Bro. Wow.
Dominic Reyes is like really the truth in the light heavyweight division.
Wow.
Like for real, for real.
Watch out for this guy. He is a big light heavyweight. He is tall. He's like 6'5". Oh, my God. I have nothing but great
things. I can't wait to see him against like Gustafson or Yoel.
Yes. I have nothing but great things to say about Dominic Reyes still. Yeah. Like, Jesus,
and then,
man.
At the very end of the fight, literally, with 2 seconds left in the fight, he lands an absolute bomb.
Devastating.
Knocks out OSP, who actually the bell rang before he even hit the ground.
Right.
That's why we have a decision. Yes. But he knocked out OSP.
Oh my God. He was out. He was totally out.
He fell backwards with his legs totally buckled.
Literally. If it would have been 5 seconds earlier, it would be a knockout.
Dominic the Devastator Reyes, I mean, dude, he's ranked number 6 now. Who do we give this guy?
Did they give him the update on the ranking?
Yeah.
Nice. Shit, give him
I mean, I don't know, man. It's hard. Who would be a good matchup for him?
I don't have my rankings
right now. What about...
Run me down the top five real quick.
All right. So top five in light heavyweight division. Obviously, we know who the champ is. Number one, Gustafson. Number two, Volkan. Number three, Jan Blachowicz. Number four, Ilir Latifi. Number five, Jimmy Manuwa.
Either Ilir or Jan for a title eliminator.
Latifi needs to go, and Jan needs to fight again.
Either
or one. Or we could see what happens with Volkan and Anthony Lionheart Smith on the 27th.
Anthony Smith beats Volkan, but he doesn't move up to title contention yet.
I mean, Anthony Smith's at number 10. If he beats Volkan, he's number 2, so he'll be right there with Dominic Reyes. I think that's the fight to make.
I think he should fight either Jan or Ilir. Ear boy for the
Ilir Latifi
number one contender spot.
I like Dominic Reyes versus Ilir Latifi. Latifi hasn't fought. He's kind of just taken up that spot. I think it's time for the...
Who did he beat last? He beat OSP last, right?
Oh, Latifi?
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah, he knocked him out. Or choked him out, whatever, one or the other.
I'm pretty sure. Let me just go ahead and check that so we don't sound stupid.
Yeah, dude, Dom Reyes. Oh, my
yeah,
God.
Yeah, he just... he made fucking OSP go to sleep with that fucking guillotine, and then he beat Tyson Pedro also, so...
That's right.
His last loss was Ryan Bader.
Phew.
But Latifi's only been fighting once a year.
Really?
For the past 2 years.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Well, so, I don't know.
I don't want him to be champion. Anyway.
Dominic, the Devastator Reyes, with an absolutely beautiful performance against OSP.
30-27s all around.
The board. Earlier, I forgot to mention, Aspen Ladd also got a performance of the night bonus.
Did she?
Yeah.
Nice.
50 Gs.
Nice.
Moving on to the co-main event of the evening. Wow. We had
two former champs, one an interim champ, but still a champ either way. Excuse me. Tony Elkakui Ferguson is back.
Made his comeback.
After a devastating knee injury, a career-ending knee injury, tripping over a cable. But he really did fuck up his knee. He got a. Did you see the scar?
No.
Dude, nasty. All the way down his leg. They had to just slice his knee open. He's back. He's kicking poles again, doing what Tony does. Going up against former lightweight champ Showtime Anthony Pettis. Bro, this was the best fight on the card.
The second round of Tony Ferguson versus Anthony Pettis is the best round in MMA I have ever seen.
Yes.
Ever. Ever, ever, ever.
Agreed.
I've never in my life seen such action, such blood, just bro. So quick, just such technique. Just
I just got chills.
They were throwing it all out there. They were truly having fun, and they were putting on a show.
And I heard Anthony Pettis after the fight went up to Tony and was like, listen, that's the most fun I've ever had in the octagon.
It was,
and I can see why.
Yeah,
I had a blast watching it. Oh my gosh.
It was
excellent.
Damn. It was just so, there was so much athleticism and creativity and dude, just blood.
Because these are two of the most creative strikers in the UFC yeah. in general. Sure enough, Tony Ferguson ends up getting the TKO win after Anthony Pettis broke his hand on the biggest punch he landed in the fight, yep. knocking Tony down and knocking
making
him back.
Him scramble.
He was fucking doing flips and cartwheels yeah. and just trying to get out of yeah. there. And sure enough, he did. He got back to his feet, got his wits about him. But Anthony broke his hand, and Duke Rufus, his head coach, I actually watched an interview with him today. He pretty much said, like, listen, I knew. He showed his hand, and his knuckles were all fucked up. Like, he couldn't lift, like, this finger.
Yeah.
He was like, wow. And he was like, listen, like, we're warriors, but sometimes you got to know when it's time to move on and it's time to call it.
Yep.
And so his corner stopped the fight going into the third round. Mm-hmm. Tony Ferguson wins by TKO. What's next?
It's got to be T-Ferg versus Khabib.
It's got to be, but this is the sixth time.
Fifth. They've been canceled four times.
Okay. But man, is the UFC going to take that risk? Here's the thing. It was great to see both fighters on the same card making weight. Because we haven't ever seen that.
Yeah.
The two times that they were booked on the same card, one didn't make weight. Well, maybe it was just once. But Khabib went to the hospital because he couldn't make weight.
Yeah.
And so it was just great to see that Tony was able to make that weight, and so was Khabib. Tony actually made championship weight, so if mm-hmm. anything happened with Khabib and Conor, he was able to step in.
Right.
Pettis didn't. He weighed 156. But
Tony Ferguson,
dude, you gotta give him Khabib. You gotta give him title shot. He was the interim champ. He was wrongly stripped, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
He should have remained the champ. He had that freak injury, mm-hmm. which is not his fault. And now he's like sitting on the sidelines watching Khabib get all the glory. And it's upsetting. It's disappointing. It's upsetting because I think Tony can would be a reigning champion. I don't know if he can beat Khabib. I'm just saying, I think he could beat Conor.
I mean that's a discussion for another day, I feel like, but sure. Tony Ferguson, just what a performance, man. I also just saw in some other news, Luke Rockhold had just said that Khabib will not fight Conor again unless he makes a record-breaking amount of money, which would have to be more than the $3 million that Conor just got paid.
True. And Khabib got paid $2 million.
Exactly. So Khabib will not fight Conor unless he is the one making the money.
Wow.
That's just what I saw. That's what Luke Rockhold said.
Luke, Khabib might have some star power now.
Exactly. So I think maybe Khabib might want Tony Ferguson, in my opinion.
Well, we heard the rumor, like Jason said last time he was here, Khabib was supposed to walk away after this fight. I don't think he's walking away.
No.
I don't think that's
I think, if anything, Khabib will get to 30-0 and retire.
That's what, that's what someone, I think I was talking to Jason also about this, that off the record, that he was going to get to 30-0 and then just say, call it quits.
That's what I think.
If 31 years old, fuck it.
Right.
Whatever.
Because I know Khabib does really cherish his unbeaten record, so
yeah,
I think he wouldn't mind getting to a plateau like 30-0.
But man, I do want to see Tony beat the champ again. Come on. I love Elgokui. He's now, what is he, like 11-1? In the UFC? And Khabib's 11-0?
14-1 in the UFC, Tony Ferguson.
14? Oh! Bro, that's the fight to make. Yeah. Make it happen, please.
His only loss ever was Michael Johnson.
I saw an interesting post-fight interview with Tony. They were asking about, you know, the big shot Showtime landed on him and how it affected him. And he said, you know, I don't spar. He said he hasn't sparred with another fighter in 6 years.
Wow.
He just practices his technique.
Right.
And just mentally goes in there and knows what he wants to do. And that's insane to me.
That is crazy.
Everyone spars.
Right.
Every fighter spars. And the fact that he doesn't, he just goes in there and does that.
Yeah.
Whoa. This is a once-in-a-lifetime fighter right here.
He is. He really is. He's just different. He really is. He's just weird. Everything about him is weird. His style is weird.
His hairline is
is weird. Yeah. Just weird.
Literally. El Kakui, man.
So Tony Ferguson defeated Anthony Pettis via corner stoppage, and that was right after the second round ended.
On to the main event of the evening.
The biggest fight in the history of the Ultimate Fighting Championship.
All the hype, all the things we said about this fight finally happened. I'm still
the day I've been thinking about for years.
I'm still like, I can't believe this happened.
Yeah.
And I can't believe it happened the way it did.
Right.
So the question was, could Conor stop the takedown? For the most part,
he did a decent job.
He did. He stopped five of them.
Yeah.
Or three, four, five, six. He stopped four of them.
Right.
Four out of seven. But it wasn't enough.
No.
It really wasn't. Khabib came right out, did his thing. Conor went for a weird over the back. I don't know what he was trying to do. He's trying to grab his ankle or something. I don't really know. But it led to Khabib getting dominant control the entire first round.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand what Conor was going for there.
Yeah. Second round, Khabib lands one of the fastest overhand rights I've ever seen in my life.
Literally,
it was like he sent it out of a fucking cannon, bro. Right.
Rocks McGregor.
Drops him, goes for a flying knee. Again, gets the takedown, controls the round. A lot of people had that as a 10-8.
I can see that. Third round, some people say Khabib took the round off. I don't know about that. I think it just...
That was the first round on cards, that was the first time Khabib has ever lost a round.
Oh, he lost that round?
Yep. Okay. I saw the official judges' scorecards. They were 10-9 for Conor McGregor.
Okay, gotcha. Khabib did not go for... he might have went for a takedown, but McGregor stuffed it and did his striking.
He's starting to get a little bit comfortable on the feet against Conor.
Yes. And we knew he was because he landed that punch in the second round.
Right.
And, Khabib, you know, he looked comfortable, but you could tell McGregor was just one shot away always.
Right.
Always one shot away from ending that fight. Round ends. Fourth round comes out. That's it, man. That's it. Khabib gets you down. That's it.
Yep. Ended up getting the rear naked choke. It was actually a neck crank. It wasn't even an actual choke. It was just cranking on the neck.
This is the last time I will ever bet against Khabib.
Yeah.
You have my word on it.
Yeah.
This is the last time I will ever bet against Khabib.
I never would. 2 months ago, I would have not bet against Khabib, but I just got caught up in the hype.
I thought Conor got in his head.
I got caught up in the Conor hype.
Yes. And this is the last time I'll do that. Now, interesting to note.
So that's the fight, okay?
Well, interesting to note.
That's the fight.
In between one of the rounds, I don't know which one it was.
I'm pretty sure it was the second round.
Okay, Conor got up and said, hey, man, it's just business.
Yeah.
All the things he said. Khabib goes, walking away, goes, oh, yeah. It's just business.
Yeah, he said, oh, guess so.
Yeah, I guess so, as he's beating his ass.
Yeah.
Fuck.
So, as we all have, of course, heard, as soon as Khabib pulls off the neck crank of Conor, he holds it a little bit longer than he usually would against somebody else.
Yeah.
Herb Dean gets him off. He stands over Conor just... jawing at him, and Conor's just staring at him.
Talking shit. Conor's sitting on the ground. He's not even looking at Khabib. He's just disappointed. He's upset. I get it.
So Khabib points over to Conor's corner, and apparently Dylan Danis, I don't even know what he said. He might not have even said anything because Khabib just wanted to go one after one after one after another after he would have taken out Conor's whole entire camp that night.
Yeah, in the cage. You would have given five rounds against anyone. He would have done
against anybody. He would have gladly did that.
Literally.
So he scales the cage.
Yep.
Jumps down.
Yep.
Like an eagle.
Right.
And gets clacked by Dylan Danis.
He got clacked?
Dylan Danis landed. Do you have the video? Yes. Dylan Danis lands a right hand, which I heard on the actual... I'll show it to you once we're done, but I actually heard it on the actual live feed of the stream. I heard the punch land, and then Khabib kind of scrambles backwards.
I didn't see that.
Yeah, bro. He did not... It's not like he jumped in and was murking Dylan Danis. Right, Dylan Danis popped him.
Right. So, I didn't know that. That's sick.
So at that point...
I mean, not... I love, you know, good for Dylan for defending himself. But.
Right. And then everybody just starts converging. You know,
yeah,
that's...
You can see...
Dylan Danis gets punched in the back of the head. People are grabbing Khabib, trying to restrain him. At this same point, Connor is stand... He jumps up on the cage, and he's sitting there trying to get over. People are grabbing him. Abubakar Nurmagomedov jumps on the cage, and Connor knows this is Khabib's cousin because he's got the hat in his hand. He's also on the cage. Connor looks over, sees that Abubakar is sitting on the cage, hits him with the left hook, just smashed Abubakar's face. Abubakar Nurmagomedov actually put out a video, and the whole right side of his face was just destroyed, bro. Just black and blue.
I didn't see that.
So they pull Connor down, and that when he punched his cousin, that's when Khabib's boxing coach jumped in the cage. So Connor throws a left hook and connects on Khabib's boxing coach.
Right.
Punches him. So this little nasty fuck, bitch ass, stupid motherfucker, Zubaira Tukhugov, which I promise on my life, if I see him, I will get in his ass. Even worse than Colby Covington. Like, I will torch him. UFC, put me on against... I will be ready in 2 weeks to fight Zubaira Tukhugov at 155, 170, you name it. I'm smacking him.
Ooh.
Right now. He jumps over the cage and cold cocks Conor McGregor
in the
twice.
Back of the head.
From the back. Didn't even get in front of him
Connor
and give him a fair bop.
Conor standing there watching the chaos and even didn't even know what was happening.
I mean, he had just freshly thrown the left and connected against Khabib's boxing coach.
Okay.
But Zubaira, little rat bitch, Tukhugov, jumps over the cage and from behind Connor, punches him once with the right, once with the left. Connor gets at, like, kind of starts using his ducking techniques and gets out of there. Somebody restrains Tukhugov with nothing, though. Just holds him.
Yeah.
Like, he should have got his ass fucking beat, bro.
By security, at least.
I mean, that's pure assault, bro. He needs to go to jail for years.
Literally.
Or get in a cage with me. You choose your death, bitch. Fuck him. I'll go to Chechnya and fight him in front of Ramzan Ramzan and fucking embarrass them. I'll fight Ramzan Ramzan after. I'll fight all of Chechnya. Fuck y'all. If you are listening from Chechnya, catch this work.
Yo, we got Russian listeners, chill.
That's cool. That's Chechnya. They're just like Dagestanis. They got pushed to the fucking border. Little snakes.
Yeah.
And that's what I think.
Spicy Monty, yo!
I'm just not on that shit, bro. Don't sneak somebody like that.
Absolutely not. And then another fighter went in the cage. I don't remember who this was. It might have been Khabib's brother. Pushed Connor up against the cage. You see the fucking hat go flying the wind.
Yeah.
And, man, chaos.
Chaos.
Absolute
ensued.
Chaos.
They take Connor out immediately. They had to restrain Khabib. I mean, they were literally holding his arms out. There was four people holding his arms, so he couldn't do anything. Carrying him out, they're shielding him.
They said, Dana White said, I got to get you out of here because if I announce you the winner
and put this belt on you,
you're going to get your ass beat walking out of here. Like,
yeah.
The Irish fans are going to fuck you up.
We need to get you out of here right now.
Ugh.
So they escorted Khabib out, and that was it. That was,
that wasn't it. Bruce Buffer went in the cage and announced the winner.
Yeah.
As Dana holds the belt in his hand, the camera zooms in on the belt with no one in the cage.
It was the first time that nobody's ever been able to accept the win.
The very first time that no one has been crowned a champ because of this chaos. And we knew that something might have happened or something might pop off. And apparently Dana says that he hyped up security for this fight more than he has ever had in any UFC event. They had a meeting right before the main event, and still this happens. To me, this is a sign that UFC has no control.
Yep.
You had three fighters hop in the cage, one fighter hop out. Come on.
Not to mention what happened to start all of this, the bus incident.
Right.
So let's talk about how people are saying this is a bad look for the sport. Don't say that. This is a bad look for the UFC.
Yeah.
That's on the UFC, not MMA. That doesn't represent MMA.
Right.
And it's also partly UFC's fault because they're the one who let this stuff happen.
Exactly.
They want these fights to be hyped up. They want this kind of bad blood. And now I want to get to this part. I see a lot of people saying, oh, you know, they're so on one side or the other. I can see, I understand why Conor is talking about his religion, his father, because, bro, it's war.
Right.
I'm going to say whatever I can to get in your head, bro. I don't care if I'm talking about your mom. I don't care what it is, bro. I'll say whatever.
Literally.
But at the same time, Conor knew that's, we're stepping over the lines of promotion.
Right.
This is war now, like he said.
Yeah, you talk about my family, you talked about my country, you talked about my, you know, dad. Come on, man. If anyone talks shit about my dad, I'm fucking ruining their life. If I can't beat your ass, if I go at you and you beat my ass, I'm ruining your life somehow.
I'm going to kill you or make you go blind or something.
Somehow.
Literally twist your balls off.
So, James.
Hold on. Let me finish my thought. On the other hand, people are saying, oh, well, Khabib was in the wrong because he jumped out of the cage. Blah, 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 blah.
We've seen it happen before. Conor did it when he fought Genesever. He jumped out of the cage in Rio, ran at Jose Aldo, got up in his face, and it was fine.
Right. I mean, this is obviously a different dynamic. This is real bad blood. Like, people could really get hurt from this. Mm-hmm. Khabib's got connections. I mean, I saw Dagestanis popping AK-47s, and we already know Irish people are fucking crazy. I mean, there could be some bad shit that actually happens with these two's crews.
True.
But on the what I was saying was, I understand why Khabib did what he did, because exactly like what I said, he talked about his father, he talked about his country. I mean, you know, it's personal now.
Right.
This isn't just promotion. That's not you just, you know, making this fight big. This fight was big enough, but now it's personal.
Right.
Now we can do whatever.
Right.
So I totally feel Khabib. I totally feel Conor.
I don't feel Conor because Conor got the shit in of the stick. Conor did not deserve to get sucker punched.
I mean, obviously nobody deserves that. But Khabib, that's just if Khabib
wants to jump at Dylan, great. But what Khabib's corner did to Conor, that's wrong, man. That's fucked up. Come on. He wasn't talking shit to you.
He did, though. He definitely talked shit about...
He talked about the country, but I mean, like, you had to take it in your own hands like that? Like, yeah. I don't know. I just thought it was wrong the way it happened. Like I said, if Khabib... Who's here?
Taylor, dude.
Oh. if Khabib wants to jump at Dylan Danis for things that he said, like, I get that. But the fact that, you know, Khabib's dudes jumped in and sucker punched Conor and literally, like, sucker punched him. He didn't know it was coming.
Yeah.
That was wrong. And I think one of them got arrested that night. It might have been his brother.
Three of them actually got arrested.
Oh.
There was actually three arrests, but Conor was not interested in pressing charges, so... Nothing really came of it.
What?
What'd she just do? I said, look. Oh, she was pointing at her new boobs.
You got new boobs?
Oh, you didn't know that? You told everybody else.
Wait, what?
I got a boob job.
Breaking news on A&A.
Are you shitting me?
I swear, on Friday I did.
Can I see?
I mean, look.
What? For real?
You don't see those perky titties?
All right.
I probably did.
Nope, you sure did.
I probably told
this
you.
Is news to me.
I feel like your drunk ass is probably like, what?
No.
Hi, Kitty.
Can I see?
No. Absolutely not. You can see them right here. Perfectly fine.
What? I mean, what? How did this? Where'd you go? Like plastic?
Yeah, like Crystal Clinic.
Like plastic inserts?
Yeah. Silicone. I had surgery. Yeah.
Slim learning about boob jobs.
Good for you, I guess. Damn.
Tay came in and just totally fucked up the entire podcast.
Sorry. I don't even know where I was.
Yeah, my bad. I was just trying to make it a little discreet, you know. Funny new. Hi, Kitty.
I did not know. Okay. Yeah, there's kitties.
Help yourself.
Help yourself. Yeah, there's a couple of those. Anyway, let's end it. No. where was I at? Fuck.
We were just talking about how Conor didn't deserve... getting snuck.
No, by Khabib. I don't think he did. But Khabib went out and apologized. The Nevada State Athletic Commission withheld both of their purses. I guess they end up paying out Conor.
Conor, right.
But they have.
They are still investigating him, though.
They are. Dana White doesn't think Khabib deserves to be stripped.
Yep, he came out and said that.
He thinks that maybe a fine and a suspension is in order.
Mm-hmm.
But who knows? Who really knows?
I agree with that.
I mean, Khabib at least came out and said, "I'm sorry." You know, what his team did was unexcusable, but mm-hmm. at least Khabib said, "I'm sorry." At the post-fight press conference, so that was kind of cool, I guess. But
yeah,
damn, I don't know.
So Dylan Danis also challenged Rafael Dos Anjos to a street fight.
Yeah. He's challenging everybody. Like, dude, get out
he's
of here
just on whatever. Like,
want to know? What are you doing?
Right,
you couldn't even get Conor ready for Khabib. Come on,
That's funny. So Derek Lewis, as we reported, he just got his fucking. Good shit going on for him.
Right.
He said, fuck Curtis Blaydes.
Yes. Wait, said, Dylan Danis said?
No, this is Derek Lewis. This is actually a quote from Derek Lewis. He said, Curtis Blaydes just playing fish right now.
Mm-hmm.
He wants me to say something back to him and say, okay, let me fight Curtis Blaydes next, which he's behind me instead of saying, okay, I want the title shot. That's all he's doing, just trying to play.
Mm-hmm.
He don't want me to fight for the title next. He wants to get a shot at me before anyone does. That's all it is. But fuck Curtis Blaydes.
Right. Wild.
I feel crazy. Like that was a better fight to make.
What, Curtis against... Dude, no, Curtis will take him down just like he did Alistair. That'd be it. We saw what happens when Derek Lewis gets taken down. We saw it against Marcin Tybura.
It should be Stipe versus DC.
I agree. The rematch.
I just don't get it.
I agree. But, I don't know, man. They're making money.
So
that's what the business we're in now.
Who does Khabib fight next?
Tony.
Who does Conor fight next?
Diaz.
Pauly Malignaggi. They're going to run back their boxing
Stop.
Beef.
I don't want to see Conor boxing ever again. No, I do believe that Conor might... I don't know. Excuse me. If Diaz can beat Poirier, I believe that he will fight Conor.
I agree with that.
That's a huge money fight.
I totally agree with that.
If Poirier beats Diaz, he might fight Khabib. That might be a thing.
Like before Tony?
Yes.
Nah.
I don't know if he'll win.
The next person Khabib's fighting is Tony.
So you think Tony might have to fight Poirier?
Khabib's fighting Tony or Conor.
I don't think they're going to do Khabib.
Those are his only two options.
Plus,
bro.
I don't want to see a rematch against Conor.
Why?
We just so happened.
I'll watch it again, bro.
For three rounds.
I'll watch it again.
Destroyed him.
No. Conor won a round. Conor is the first one to beat Khabib for a round.
So for three rounds, he destroyed him.
I'd watch it again.
I'd watch it again? Fuck yeah. But I don't want to see it right now. Not an immediate rematch, at least. Like, there's title challengers on the line.
I definitely think Tony Ferguson before Conor McGregor, but I don't think it goes deeper than that. It's Tony or it's Conor.
You don't think Poirier's got a chance? I just feel like he's being stepped on. He's been just taking out killers left and right, and he's just being forgot about.
Almost. I feel like Poirier will get a big shot
What if Poirier has a great showing?
Poirier will have a fight against Khabib, Tony, or Conor.
What if Poirier destroys Diaz?
He gets a fight against Conor, Tony, or Khabib.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. I mean, no matter what, he'll get a big fight after this. There's no denying him.
True.
So, I mean, really, we don't know what's going to happen. We just have to kind of sit back and let this shit play out, bro.
Right. Exactly. What a shit show.
No kidding.
Oh, my God.
We'll report it to you guys once it's,
finalized, yeah. I guess. Yeah.
Let's see. Well, that was UFC.
Oh, I have a little bit of news. I forgot to break this last week. No, for a fight. Oh, I wanted to talk about Jason Mullins' fucking thing. Okay, so Jason Cassius, commenting on all the people talking about how shitty Khabib is, says, he said it. This is more than just a fight. People don't realize that we are fighters. I'm a fighter before I'm a sportsman. If someone is talking shit to me, we got to figure it out. Him and Conor figured it out. Then he went to go figure it out with the other guys who were talking shit. I don't agree with jumping the fence to do it on live TV, but I do agree with the action itself.
Yeah, totally. You all can get it. One by one by one.
100%.
We'll go until you guys are all done.
Literally.
That's why Khabib is the best.
Literally.
Possibly, I mean, he's in the GOAT discussion, bro.
Oh, absolutely. The lightweight GOAT. Who has been more dominant? I mean, even though he's only got one.
Right now, my defense. Top three ever is Jon Jones, DJ, and Khabib.
I was wondering how you felt about the fight, because I know you like McGregor.
I tried talking to you about the one day, but you're like, I don't really care. I was like, oh, okay.
I got a boob job. I don't care.
Yeah, literally. She was like perked out.
New
shit.
Boobs to this.
I was like, so what do you think about... I literally asked her, I was like, so what do you think about Conor Khabib? She was like, I don't really care. I was like, okay, fair enough. I tried.
It's fair. But yeah, just what a crazy night and what a crazy events that followed, being that now we have a new title fight next month.
Kevin Lee wore a bulletproof vest to 229 just in case, because he doesn't like being around weak-minded Russians.
Whoa.
Watch your mouth, Kevin Lee.
Kevin Lee's been calling out Khabib.
I mean, I just said I would fight everybody in Chechnya, but whatever.
Kevin Lee, number 5, has been calling out Khabib heavy.
That's not happening, my mans.
I don't see it either. Not yet. He's up. He's on his way. He's been talking about a fight with Ally Quinta next, but we'll see.
Conor and Khabib both received 10-day medical suspensions, so we won't see them in the cage for the next 10 days.
Fair.
What else do we got here? The latest UFC 231 fight card. I have been hearing that Holloway versus Ortega will be headlining this card.
Yes. It's I think it's official.
Yeah. So it looks like it's going to be at 145 for the championship. Mm-hmm. We have Max Holloway versus Brian Ortega.
Yep.
Valentina Shevchenko versus Joanna for the vacant flyweight title.
Right.
Some other fights on there. We got Olivier Aubin-Mercier versus Gilbert Burns. We got Chad Laprise versus Diego Lima.
Mm-hmm.
Kyle Bochniak versus Hakeem Dawodu. That's a fire one.
Hell yeah.
Devin the Brown Bear Clark versus Alexander Rakic.
Okay.
Eric Anders versus Elias Theodoru.
Already?
Yeah.
What?
Eric Anders be fighting, bro.
My man.
He's about whatever.
That's in December, right?
Yeah. What about this one? Jimmy Manoa versus Thiago Santos. What's happening?
They're doing it. Dope. Awesome. Sick.
We also have Brad Katona, who won the last Ultimate Fighter, going up against Matthew Lopez.
I did see that one. Speaking of December cards, UFC 232, Mike the Maverick Chiesa is making his welterweight debut against Carlos Condit.
What?
Thank you for paying attention. Mike Chiesa is making his welterweight debut against Carlos Condit at 232.
Ugh.
Bro, that fight is fire. If Getz can get him down, he can definitely get that fight.
I don't know, man.
What do you mean you don't know? What don't you know?
I don't know about that fight. I don't know how I feel about
it. Why not? Carlos on the end of his career.
Yeah, I mean, he's just going to get washed up, bro.
By Chiesa? Maybe. Yeah. We've never seen him at welterweight, though, so who knows?
I just don't feel like Carlos Condit has it anymore.
That's fair. Damn, I thought you'd be more excited about that. That's interesting.
No, I'm not feeling that one too much.
Okay. All right. Okay.
So Khabib is definitely going to be keeping his title. Man, I mean, that's pretty much... we can also talk about 230 real quick, just kind of hype that up. DC versus Derek Lewis, main event. We got Nate Diaz versus Dustin Poirier. Israel Adesanya versus Derek Brunson.
Right.
Luke Rockhold versus Chris Weidman.
Yes.
David Branch versus... fucking Jacare?
OMG.
Bro, stop it. Matt, the Steamroller Frivola versus Lando?
Wow.
Yeah. Who else? Julio Arce versus Shaman Marais. Shane Burgos going up against Kurt Holaball.
That's going to be a banger.
That's a good fight.
Ooh.
Jason Knight going up against Jordan Rinaldi. So some good cards coming up. The next one we're going to be looking at is Volkov versus Anthony Lionheart Smith, or I'm sorry, not Volkov, Volkan.
Yeah.
Just
but that's not for a couple weeks. So.
Yeah, that's not till the 27th. So me and Slim will be chilling.
We'll find something to do next week. We'll have an interview.
Yeah, or something.
I'm sure. We'll get Alexis on here.
Alexi. Alexa.
Alexa.
Alexa Kamer.
That one.
Yeah, we're working on that. He does like Twitch and shit. I need to get on there.
I've seen that. Yeah. He plays computer games, I believe.
Yeah. Dope. He likes Rocket League.
Nice.
I'll merc him.
Ooh.
We'll have like the Rocket League set up.
In here. Hell yeah.
But yeah, I don't got anything else.
Me neither.
Cool. That's when we end our show then.
Dope. Sounds good.
Make sure you go listen to me on Before We Head Out. You can listen to them on literally anything. Just stop looking at Taylor's boobs.
Look at the cat, dude.
Also looking at her boobs.
You can catch us on. There's some nipple sucking going on over there by cats, though.
What? They're in there?
I think so.
I didn't even see the other one.
The other one's just sitting there.
Oh, you didn't
see? No.
But yeah, make sure you check us out. You can find Bihu on, like, you know, Lousy Weather Media. Just kidding. We just got them their 10th show.
I mean, if he wants.
Slim's gonna try getting old Mitchster on the main show. So
if he's really trying to, if he's consistent, fuck yeah, let's get him on here. We haven't had a new podcast on the network in months.
More consistent than you. Oh no, they got their own shit. No, I'm talking about having him on the main show, like interviewing.
Oh yes, I mean bringing his podcast onto our network of the umbrella of Lousy Weather Media.
Poop on you.
More listens, bro. Get out of here. Yeah, that was us. It was NAMMA 65. We finally got our 229 review off. I had to close the last 2 days. That's why we had to wait till today. But we had some breaking news to share, so I'm glad we did.
Yep. And two breaking news, too. We broke Joanna versus Valentina.
Right.
Coming back.
Again.
They're so back and forth, weirdos. Weird.
So weird.
All right, guys. We're going to get out of here.
We out.
Peace, love, all that shit.
Goodbye.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.